Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning, all.
And our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing, Paul?
Pretty well. How are things going there?
Going good. Sunshine and skies are blue.
Yeah, we're doing good on a Friday Eve. Enjoying it. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you're going to see some of those breaks of sun this morning. A few more clouds as we get through midday afternoon. And can't rule out a little passing shower later midday or this afternoon, a little bit of that here or there. Otherwise, highs at 73 with a northwest wind at about 10 to 25. Clear and cool tonight, 49 for that low, with northwest winds diminishing to 5 to 10 late. And then headed back up near 80 with sunshine on Friday. Still about 59 Friday night. Warming up for the weekend with upper 80s, some sun Saturday, and more of that heat into Sunday, about 93 and sunny. And some upper 80s Monday into Tuesday as we stay with some sun and some dry weather with those warmer temps through midweek. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. Are we good with that, everybody? We good?
Yeah, sure. I guess we'll
okay,
take
Okay, we'll keep it, Paul. We'll keep it. Thank you.
a little something for everybody.
Yeah. It's very true. It's very
An
true.
Abadanza.
Paul, I got to ask real quick. Are you an animal person? You a dog, cat person? You got anything like that in the house?
Yeah, I got two dogs.
All right. I knew it. I knew you were kind of my people, Paul. I knew it. We're big animal lovers around here. We have our pet of the week from our local humane society on a little bit later. I keep meaning to ask, and I kept forgetting. I'll be honest. That's good to hear. Yeah. Good to hear. You had your boys for a while, or your dogs for a while?
One of them is 8, and the other one's under a year. He's like eight months old now.
Oh, wow. Both ends of the spectrum. That's up. We should let you go. You got enough on your plate. You got plenty to do.
Well, got to make sure the water bowl's still filled and all that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. We will get people ready for the weekend tomorrow, Paul. You have a great day.
All right. Sounds good to you guys, too.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley and the gang at the Weather Eye Weather Center. God, I love talking to them. I had a feeling he was a dog person. I had a feeling. I kind of felt a little bit like that. We are going to be having that in the 9 o'clock hour today. Looking forward to Madison Rafter and our friends at the Southfield County Humane Society joining us.
Yeah.
Shout out to Current Technologies sponsoring that along with the Humane Society. That is going to be a lot of fun. We kick off our show talking fairs.
Yeah.
It's only fair that we do.
Nicely done.
You're so funny.
I got to get that in there.
It is time, people. The Central Wisconsin State Fair is right around the corner. Kicks off August 22nd. We will meet you there.
We will.
Yes, at the fair.
That's right.
We are going to have a booth there. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have a bunch of our team down there set up and talking with you, getting to know you. And one of the ways we want to get to know you is the Truth Booth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a fun idea. Shout out to Jorge and the great creation of this. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for us to get to know you a little bit more. Say you want to go into the booth. Tell us your backstory. Tell us your origin story. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got a good one. Mm-hmm. We want to hear it. Maybe you want to vent. Yep. There's a lot to vent about. Mm-hmm. You know, what's on your mind? Do you have a good lemon bar recipe? It doesn't matter. We just want to get to know you, want to talk with you, hang out with you.
You know, although just so everyone knows, they'll call it the Truth Booth because it forces you to tell the truth.
No.
Which would be kind of weird, you know, but this is for your truth.
This is not a lie detector test.
Yeah, this is for you to give us your truth kind of thing. So that's what we're calling it that.
Right.
When it comes to our booth, we want you to stop by, say hi. If you mentioned that you heard us talking about this on WFHR or WIRI and you're one of the first 10 people.
You get shirts.
You get shirts.
Yes.
You get shirts.
I can't wait to see them. We haven't even gotten to see them.
New logos, new all kinds of goodies. Oh, man.
Yeah. We can't, we're kind of holding back to describe the logos too much yet.
Right.
But I would be borderline shocked if you guys don't enjoy them and really, really like love the intricacies of them.
It's very cool.
They're very unique. They also, I believe, tie each other together. you know, tie our stations together. Mm-hmm. Going forward, WFHR, WIRI are going to be much more hand in hand and doing much more together. We're going to have separate promotions. We're going to treat both audiences separately because they deserve that. They're very different audiences at times, but we also have learned we got quite a crossover.
We do.
With our audience in between these two stations. We want to do, embrace that and go all in on that. And certainly all of this begins and ends with local. That's what we're all about here. When I was first talking to Marcus and coined locally grown radio, I was not thinking about it being a tagline for this station. I was talking about our listeners. I was talking about what I have learned in my 20-plus years in and out of WFHR and what I've gotten to experience in this culture, in this area, in this atmosphere of radio. And it's a different vibe than most stations, people. There's something different about what we have here. And it starts and ends with you out there. That ain't me being corny. That's the truth. That is facts. I can't back that up with science, but I'm working on it. I'm working.
The study's going right now.
The efforts that they are putting in to help us connect with audiences, to have these giveaways, to have t-shirts, new shirts. I think we even got some other new things coming.
Yes.
I think Chuck got us some things too.
We did a giveaway
at Lunch by the River today.
Yeah.
But they want us to embody locally grown radio. Like, that this is their mission. This is what Civic Media wants, is local. They want you to know that we are broadcasting from Wisconsin Rapids. We are here, we are in the community. So, and that's exciting.
It's different. You know, when I was first talking to Marcus actually about this, and then when I got together with Sage and was talking to Sage about it, one of the things that I stressed, what can we do in radio that nobody else can nowadays? And I started this with actually Chuck and I talking about this, that carried on to our former owner, Marcus, that went on to our current owner, Sage. And there's a lot you can do nowadays. If I want to hear a song, I pull up my phone and I can find it. I want to get the sports scores, I pull it up, I can find it.
Right. Instant access.
Nobody can broadcast from here. Nobody can broadcast from Central Wisconsin. We are the main radio station and have been for a very long time in this area. Yeah, you can point at me this rating or that streaming number or whatever. I know this area, and I put my name on that. I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I'm saying that because you guys have done that for us. You out there have made us that. So we champion that. If there's something local happening, we want to be talking about it. If there is an important issue, we're going to face it. We're not going to bury our heads in the sand. And we do have important issues, like naming this dog park.
Really important issues. You have no idea.
All hands on deck, everybody. We need those dog names.
There's only a couple weeks left.
Yeah, get them to us. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but we will be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We'll meet you there, and excited to roll this big rollout that we have with our new logos and all this is coming. And it really has already begun. You know, it's pretty exciting. It's exciting too to be at Lunch by the River, where we will be today from 11:30 to 1 at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park.
Very nice.
Bring on the family, have some fun. We want to send
hear some good music.
Yeah. You're gonna have first up, big shout out to Exclusive Entertainment sponsors, Enbridge Energy Company, great human beings, great people to put back into their community, along with our friends at Nicolet Staffing, who are co-sponsoring this event with us.
Very cool.
Big shout out to them.
Yeah.
And Melissa ain't kidding. The Central Wisconsin Choristers are going to be down there. And I'm not sure if they were the guests the last time we did this, but I know they were down there recently, and because I heard nothing but good things about it.
Yes.
They're such a fun group of people to listen to.
And then the food.
Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, all going to be down there. It's going to be a blast, everybody. Shout out to our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, doing an amazing job with this event year in and year out. It's going to be a blast. We'll meet you down there. Come down, say hi. We'll have a little booth, a little area for us to talk to. And Melissa hit on something pretty important there. We have the best GM ever.
He just magicked this stuff up out of thin air, I think.
Yes, he did.
Shout out to Chuck Gennaro and getting us some stuff to give away, some swag to give away, a little merch and stuff. Come on down by the booth and see what we're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Let's get into this one here, because I want to – we'll extend our opening here just a little bit longer, because we got to talk egos.
Lego my ego.
Yeah. I miss those commercials. I thought those were great commercials back in the day.
That was a good marketing campaign. Yeah. You give them credit.
But you know,
that.
When I was a kid, I always thought of like Legos, not let's go.
Yeah. There was a missed marketing opportunity.
I actually just realized right now what Lego my ego meant.
Seriously. We don't judge, Melissa. Okay. We don't judge.
Well, I had something like that happen too harshly.
Right now, anyway.
Yeah. Too harshly.
Yeah. If you shy away from buying Eggo waffles because they don't seem adult enough, they're now elevating the experience in a way that you can't get without being carded.
Uh-huh.
Eggo has teamed up with Sugarlands Distilling to launch a new liqueur called Eggo Brunch and wait a minute. Eggo Brunch in a Jar Sipping Cream.
Oh, wow.
Did I say that right? I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't say that right. Eggo Brunch in Jar Sipping Cream.
Brunch in a jar.
Brunch in a jar.
It's 20% alcohol.
Whoa.
It's 40 proof.
So this is a mixer, not something you drink straight.
I got a buzz just reading that sentence.
Man.
And seamlessly blends with flavors of toast. I did that wrong, too. Seamlessly blends with flavors of toasted Eggo waffles, sweet maple syrup and rich butter with a hint of smoky bacon.
You know, James, you might actually like this.
Oh, I might try it. If you're wondering why an exec says they know it's difficult to be a parent dealing with constantly changing schedules, household errands, family outings, and dizzy work days, so they wanted to create something that can help them, quote, find moments that can savor for themselves.
Yeah, a little alcohol in the morning.
And what better way to do it than being boozed up in the morning? What are you doing? What are you doing here? Life is hard. Get a buzz on. That's not a good phrase.
But hold on. When do you have brunch? You eat brunch on the weekends.
Right.
You know, so you
usually
could have,
features a mimosa or something like that.
So you could have one little like drink like this with your brunch on a weekend. Why not?
Is brunch mainly for the weekends?
Yeah,
that's usually Sundays tend to be brunch day.
Okay, don't feel
day.
Bad, Melissa. I'm learning that right now.
Yeah, no,
I seriously thought that brunch was a Monday through Sunday thing.
It can be.
And I could never understand how people could do lunch and brunch. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I'm 46.
Brunch is breakfast and lunch together.
Yeah, right.
So you're skipping the other two.
Oh, but you skip one. See, I swear to you people, okay. I always thought there were people out there have a breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner.
Only if they're hobbits.
Where do you... that's good.
Eleventies. I want some of my eleventies.
I wish I could have just dropped the mic on that
second
one. Right
breakfast.
Second breakfast.
Huh. That was good, Melissa. That was good. Yeah, I don't know about this one. I do love the idea of parents like making these for themselves and Legos, you know, Eggos for their kids and stuff like, oh, wrong plate. Sorry. Wait, did I get the right plate there? Yeah. All of a sudden you're in the Princess Bride and you're trying to figure out, like, where's the poison? Where's the poison? Inconceivable.
Be careful, though. Your drink is going to smell really good.
Yeah.
And maybe your kids are going to, what can I have? No, don't.
This isn't the first time Eggo has gotten you drunk. For the holidays last year, they partnered with the same distillery to make Eggo Nog, which was Eggo waffle flavored eggnog.
It was just the batter with alcohol in it. Let's be honest here.
They like threw that into a box and like, here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And
that's all it is.
Charge it $2. $2.
You know,
yeah, for some smock. Some, I don't know.
It's the last time Eggo got me drunk, man. They were so inappropriate, I'm telling you.
Yeah. No.
That sounds like a story.
They're the one that puts your hand in the water when you're asleep. Yeah. Like, Eggo does that stuff. They haven't grown up. They're still doing stuff they did when we were 15.
Woke
for
up
kids,
with your
you know.
Name written on your cheek.
Yeah.
It's a mustache, not cool. It's you not know, cool. Eyebrows cool. With lipstick, you know.
Not cool, Eggo. Not cool.
It's worse when it's Sharpie.
We'll take. I knew a guy who did that. we're going to do this. We're going to paint him with face and all that. And he does it. And as he's doing it, like one of the girls was like, "Is that permanent marker?" And stopped mid drawing. And he was drawing something obviously inappropriate. And so he only had half of that inappropriate drawing on this guy's forehead, which I think made it look even worse somehow. Yeah, that ain't right. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do... to do some celebrating. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we want you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us through Facebook and all other social media that you can get a hold of us through. And, of course, you can call up 424-2600 between now and, I'd say, 8:30-ish, somewhere around there. We'll have this segment usually wraps up, and that's pretty much when we'll wrap up the calls for birthdays and anniversaries. But get them to us, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. We do have a special announcement real quick. Special mention to Marcia Chase of Markerton. She is a wonderful trainer who has guided us through so much as Pam and other Civic Media's traffic staff have learned how to use the software that creates our daily traffic logs, billing, accounts receivable, commercial copy, and much, much more.
Very nice.
We've learned from Marcia through Zoom classes with hands-on training and technique. Marcia teaches us from her home near Dane, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
And thanks for that note, Pam.
Yeah.
You know, I know that our audience enjoys this, and I know how much we enjoy getting to know other Civic Media people and getting to look behind the curtain. And
yep.
People like Marcia make this whole thing work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And to help Pam, who had to learn yet another traffic system when she thought she was done with that. That's big, big thank you to her for helping Pam out on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you, Pam, for doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
For learning that new system and everything. I love that we have a staff, a team like this. We have another look behind the curtain here. We're Gmail centric, and we have a lot of G chats and these kind of things. And we get updates from this, and we're, you know, the majority of us, all three of us, are a part of multiple ones of these. Mm-hmm. So we get updates throughout the whole day. And one of the things that I always find interesting, there's a tech problem and there's nobody answering, and all of a sudden I'll see Sage, yeah, I'll do this, this, and this, and he does it. That's our owner.
Yeah.
That's the owner.
That's the CEO of the company.
Well, yep.
I've never seen anything like that before. I've worked at I think 12 different stations in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything even close to that.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. I would say that Heart of Wisconsin, Marcus was pretty hands-on and stuff, but this is different. Sage does, and that you don't have that at most places. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool to have these names in front of us. I got four possible qualifiers.
Make him work.
Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
Four. Don't get out to four very much. Only four.
It's true. It's true. It's my
sad favorite. And lonely.
It's my favorite number, too. I love number four.
Four is not the loneliest number.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm.
I would say three is. I think three is. Because somebody's got to be the number three. And trust me, as the guy who's usually number three, it's the loneliest number. We send a very big happy birthday to our great friend of a lot of ours around here and certainly in this community, Mike Egrin.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike is 30. No.
Oh, he'll be happy to hear that.
I enjoy that man so darn much. Mike
is hilarious.
He's one of those fun people to talk to get to know. And if Mike likes you, you know, because Mike will share more than three words with you. Mike will talk to you and share things with you. But also one of the smartest minds I've ever been across in theater. Just an incredible mind, the way he sees things. He reminds me of when they talk about an athlete that can see the whole field.
Mm-hmm.
Mike can see the whole stage.
Yep. Well, because he's done it all. He's directed, he's acted, he's worked behind the scenes.
He's written many, many plays. Yeah.
Such a great playwright.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I had to choose him the actor or him the playwright where I could go. I'm glad I don't have to pick. Happy birthday, Mike. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to an old friend of mine, Stephanie Bradley. Steph, enjoy
happy
your
birthday,
day.
Stephanie.
Happy birthday.
Wonderful mom and human being, Stephanie. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. A great friend of ours here at the station, joins us from Encourage all the time on Midday Magazine, Kim Goss Shields.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Special shout out to Kim giving us the go ahead, the blessing of doing our tribute to her brother Jeff. That meant a lot to us here at the station and a lot to our community. I appreciated her feedback and her intel on that. And I really appreciate the work that Kim does at Encourage.
Also, important work.
Just great human being. Great person. you can't not smile talking to Kim. She's a great human being. And our qualifier today, Ramona Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Ramona.
Congratulations.
We love that name around here. Ramona's a great name. That's it. We need to bring that one more off. We need more of that one. Ramona, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you, and you're our qualifier today.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
Thanks again, everybody that got us those. We appreciate getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. So let's take a look at our celebrity list here. Let's see. Gilby Clark is 61 from Guns N' Roses. Rhythm guitarist replaced Izzy Stradlin. Sean Penn is 63.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I did not see that coming. I guess I haven't really thought about his age in so long. I don't mean this in a mean way. I think that Sean Penn is a fabulous actor. Mm-hmm. Very, very talented at what he does. Watch Milk. Watch Milk and tell me he's not one of the stronger actors you've seen. Dead Man Walking, tell me he's not one of the stronger actors you've seen. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of his work. He's just always seemed middle-aged to me. Like going back, I'm old enough to remember him punching out cameramen and stuff when he was dating Madonna. And even then he looked older. He looked, not old, but matured. Middle-aged. Yeah, matured and stuff.
So. Yeah, even on at Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, which is one of his breakout roles, he seemed old to be a teenager.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So him 63, I'm not sure if I thought he was older or younger. I'm not sure. That doesn't happen very often, but a wonderful actor. And maybe the thing that tops his acting is his work where when Katrina happened, like he didn't bring a camera crew with him to go make sure that everybody saw what he was doing. He was in a canoe trying to help people like out there. There is almost no natural disaster that happens that he doesn't show up at and is trying to help. And not a look at me, Louie way where, hey, bring the camera crew. Watch me pick up this, cat in the water or something like that. We only find out about these things because there's usually other news crews. And like, is that Sean Penn? Is
right.
Like, and he's over there doing it. It's the same thing with like Keanu Reeves and some of these other guys that do these things.
That's awesome.
Belinda Carlisle is 65. Wonderful lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
Hit number one with Heaven is a Place on Earth as a solo artist. And of course, we got The Beat, which got up to number two on the charts. I thought that was a number one. It was a number
almost. Almost close.
Interesting.
Yeah, but her music still plays all the time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Rowland is 70, lead singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come on, Eileen. I swear on my knees.
You know it. You know it. You know it.
Now watch, the bumper's going to come up here as we go along the day. Yeah.
Oh, I like his pink suit and beret, though. That's pretty cool.
Oh, is that his style this month?
One of the greatest actors of all time celebrating a birthday today. We wish a happy birthday to happy 80th birthday to the great Robert De Niro.
Wow, he's 80 now.
One of my guys. I there's plenty of things that are kind of, I shouldn't say plenty, but there's things that about Robert De Niro that have come up even recently about him as far as being a father at his age and things like that. That's all to each your own. You guys can have your opinions on that one. And acting is an opinion thing, but I don't think there's many people that can argue with him being one of the greatest of all time. He's literally one of the great. Robert De Niro, like, they want to give Marlon Brando credit all the time for changing acting. Brando did some interesting stuff, but Brando did stuff that helped Brando.
Right.
Didn't help every actor. Robert De Niro did things and showed things that worked for other actors, that helped other actors. Robert De Niro was a big believer in, you're struggling? Well, you know what? We should get together. We should have coffee. Let's go over what you're struggling with. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. He did that as a young man. He does it at 80. Mm-hmm. He continues to do this work. If you don't know, if you don't believe me, well, I don't know. The Deer Hunter, The Untouchables, Goodfellas, Casino, and Analyze This, Meet the Parents, The Godfather Part II, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver. You want me to keep going, everybody?
Mean Streets.
Mean Streets, for God's sake. I've left out my favorite performance of his, Awakenings.
Oh, a lot of people forget about that one, yeah.
Watch Awakenings and tell me that man can't act, that man isn't an Oscar-caliber performer in almost every scene he does outside of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hey, everyone's going to have some dogs.
Yeah.
Here's one that I think gets overlooked, him playing the creature in Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Because that one is different for him. It's all the makeup and stuff like that. It's not something he did quite a lot at all, and he does a wonderful job in that one.
One of my favorite things that happened after we lost Robin Williams, Robert De Niro came out and said nobody ever made him laugh like Robin did. And there's something about them sitting on the set of Awakening, such a serious, heavy movie.
Yeah.
And being Robin being Robin, like making him laugh, like right before they went on air.
Right before they started filming. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what you guys do to me. Right before they started filming. Right before they started. Happy birthday, Robbie. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to some people no longer with us, like Davy Crockett, born on this day in 1786, passed away in 1836.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free.
He died at the Alamo.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
If you don't know much about Mr. Crockett, I encourage you to look into it. It's a
fascinating,
yeah,
fascinating person.
Yes.
You know, and if even if you go by behind, you know, past the legends, you know, and all that kind of stuff, he was just an interesting person.
A hard man is good to find. that's a good line. When I'm good, I'm very good, but when I'm bad, I'm better. Mae West, born in this day in 1893, passed away in 1980, one of the first Hollywood legends, the first, you know, and one of the first great quote machines.
Yes. Love it.
Also, improvised. Some of the lines that she is famous for, she created, and some of the lines that she is famous for, she worked with other writers on and stuff. Mae West.
She's smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Very smart. Very interesting character. Mm-hmm. Very good actor, too. Mm-hmm. Very good actor. And that is going to do it for our celebrity list. Again, everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a special, wonderful, great one. Mm-hmm. Can't think of a better way to spend it than at Misty's. Get yourself slice of pie.
Free pie.
Man.
Get on over there.
So lucky you're only 2 days from my birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They better stock up on pie over there.
Just order whole pies.
I want a whole pie. Sorry.
We'll be making it about me.
But you only get one piece free, Seth.
Oh, bummer.
Head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. Enjoy the good food over there and wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Time for some locally grown news from Melissa right here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Won't you come to your body? I'll be alone. Dancing, you know it, baby. We got 40 more seconds of this, everybody. We're letting it know. I'm joking. Tell me, though, when you first, like, if you haven't heard that song in a while, your first instinct isn't to put your hand in the air.
Your fist in the air.
It's just that movie, man.
Just hold it there for a while.
There was a rumor a while back that they were talking about trying to redo that.
Ooh.
And it was that I've never heard of this happening before. In the same day, the story was shot down and destroyed. I'd never seen that before. I think there were some people that had the rights to it. They were trying to see how people feel, because that's the big thing nowadays. Something quote unquote leaks.
Yeah.
And it's, well, we made this casting decision. It leaks. What are they thinking? Mm. Oh, they like it? Okay. All right. Then we'll release it.
Yep.
If they don't like it, well, that wasn't what we were really going to do. We were never really going to do that.
Right.
That's the kind of thing. In this situation, I've never seen that flip so quickly. Like, don't you dare make that movie. Remake that movie. Don't you dare.
Don't you do that.
There is a lot of Hollywood classics way back in the day that I don't think should ever be touched. Mm-hmm. But as far as like modern classics or anything like that, there are two big ones: The Princess Bride and The Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
don't touch those movies.
Don't
you? Don't even look at those movies unless you're watching them and laughing and enjoying them. And other things that make me sound like I'm in my 40s. Signs you're in your 40s was trending on Twitter, and here are some of the best responses to that.
All right.
If you are like that, like myself, and in your 40s, I think that there is some funny stuff here. If you're not, things to look forward to.
Or look back on.
Yeah, look back on. That's a good one. Yes. Yeah.
So the hashtag signs you're in your 40s was recently trending on Twitter, or RX, or whatever the heck they want to call it. I'm calling it Twitter. It's always been Twitter. He can call it X if he wants. I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous to me.
I've been watching a lot of Fern Brady lately, the comedian from Scotland, and I like how she says it, Twitter.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She just all starts calling it Twitter.
I like that. So here are some of the best responses. Number one, you're in the supermarket and you realize the music that's playing was the same music at your junior high school homecoming dance. Ouch.
Yes, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I've had that one happen. I've had
the song we just heard. Yeah, I mean.
I will piggyback on that of getting, like, one of the more recent times I've gotten in an elevator, and there was music playing, which I don't.
You don't hear so much anymore.
No, mm-hmm. No.
It's because elevator rides are so short.
True. Not only was music playing, but it was a song, and I noticed, I'm bobbing my head. I'm bobbing my head to Muzak. Yep. In my defense, it was a hip-hop song. It was a hip-hop song in the Muzak, okay. And I'm like...
But it was music. I love that idea.
It's really...
Muzak, yeah. Hip-hop. Oh, it's awesome.
The cashier asked for ID for age-restricted items and laughs. Yeah.
I had a girl ask me at the grocery store the other day if I get the senior discount.
Oh, that ain't right.
I think in her defense, it was like her first day. Because I said, what? And then she looks at me and she goes, do you get the senior discount? I think she was trying not to laugh, but...
I will say one thing we forget, that when you, like, I have this happen with students oftentimes. They're 16 to 18, and they look at you, and if you are anything over the age of 20, you're old. And yeah. So you might as well be collecting senior citizen things and stuff like that. Like, I think a lot of us were like that when we were young.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, so... Your social media feed is filled with pictures of your friends, kids, and their latest achievements.
I can see doing that. It's true.
Mine is mostly filled with my children's achievements.
See, there you go. Yes, and stuff. So that's adjacent. To that yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had an agent that I've been working with, and she was asking me about, well, what is your social media presence like? What do you do? I'm like, I post penguins. Like, I don't know. It's like, we need to work on that.
Yeah.
A teacher once told you, you won't always have a calculator in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is that aged like milk?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Quote, hangovers have become an all-day affair instead of quick recovery.
All day? Try like all week.
Yeah.
Or 3 days at least.
Yeah. I haven't quote tied one on in a long like that in quite some time. But the last time I did, I'm so with you, Melissa. I like, okay, it's Friday night. I got tomorrow to recover. You know, by Saturday night, I'll be good to go, and I can get my classes done on Sunday. By my 6 o'clock class on Sunday, I'm still dealing with a migraine.
Well, it's like that staying up late too. You don't even have to be drinking, but if you stay up super late.
It
takes a really long time to recover from that.
This is by far my favorite one. You wake up injured and don't know why.
a mystery pain.
Yes,
that is always like, wait.
Why does my wrist hurt when we were sleeping?
That is one of my favorite things ever. I that is so good.
And the answer is always the same. Oh, you slept wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you sleep wrong?
It's such a phoned-in answer that we all accept. You're right. Yeah.
I slept wrong. I must have been.
Well, what else would it be? You went out on an adventure in the middle of the night when you were sleeping?
Anything is almost better than that, but it's still the only answer we get. And the only answer, I mean, we're all good with it, too. We're like, yeah, you're right.
I must have slept weird.
When talking about directions, you say, let me MapQuest it.
Nobody says that.
I don't believe that, but I like that though. Blast from the past.
I do like the reference.
I think we've all I remember doing it, going to MapQuest and printing it out to make sure we got the right
place.
Three
pages of directions
and ads and everything else that was
on
there.
That's the thing. The worst part.
Make sure you set your printer to black and white. Good grief!
My God,
are those going to be full color? Yeah, ooh, right.
That's
what
such
a waste
good one.
Of ink.
Just horrible. Yeah. All the advances in science and everything like that, we are still like...
And printer ink is still more expensive than gold.
Yeah. Like, invest in... Like, buy stock in printer ink. Like, that isn't going anywhere. The price of the diamond goes up and down, but printer ink just rises. Just, if you're buying stocks, just all in printer ink. That's it.
There is a reason for that. I'm not going to get into it here because it would take way, way too long. But look it up. Find out why printer ink costs so much, and you'll learn lots of stuff, actually. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah. When
I believe you
printed out, that's it. I'm probably gonna do that.
I'm telling you.
You printed out greeting cards and birthday banners with dot matrix printer.
Ah, yes.
or you know the holes on the mm-hmm. sides.
Yep. The perforated holes that you can then tear off.
My God, yes.
I used to print out reports like that at work when I worked on Fort McCoy.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I'm guessing they're still using that technology.
Actually, no. They upgraded to laser printers while
I was
still there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very good. Good.
You already know about AI. His name is Clippy.
I liked Clippy. And you could change it too. It could be a dog, it could be a cat. I mean, they had options. Didn't have to just be the paper clip.
You're right. The first thing I did with Clippy was turn him off. I was so annoyed by that thing.
I didn't use him. I just liked him on the screen. I was like my little friend.
Yeah. You get great enjoyment from watching birds at the bird feeder.
First, you got to have a bird feeder.
I do that.
That's true. There's nothing wrong with that. You got to start sometime, okay?
I really do.
Little
enjoy
kids
it.
Like watching birds too.
Yeah, birds are fun.
It's amazing the routines that these animals that they do and they have, and just the perseverance and everything. It's amazing.
Embrace it, my friend. Embrace it.
You watch birds when they're going in the winter, and it's just so amazing.
Oh my God.
What happened?
James is just at Pepperidge Farm, remember?
I was trying to go old, and I somehow went Bane. I turned into Bane. And
without teeth.
Is that what's going to happen to me in my old age? I'm going to turn into Bane.
It was more of a cross between Bane and Jimmy Stewart. That's kind of what it was. Actually, it's pretty good. I liked it.
It's a wonderful life. I broke the bat. This is probably the one that's most universal, I think. And this one, actually, I disagree with the in your 40s part of this.
Okay.
When you make a noise to stand up.
or sit down.
I started doing that, I think, in my 20s. I started making the noise, or at least my 30s. I can't remember. But, no, I've been doing that for a while.
I know this is an audio medium, but we are three performers, three actors here. So as we're getting ready to go to break here, I want each of your best noise you make when you get up. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
You clear your throat and you stand up at the same time. It's two for
one.
Quick and easy, yeah. I kind of do an exhale and a groan at the same time.
Yes. I've heard you do that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Especially if I'm in a recliner, it really gets loud.
Do you do this, Melissa?
I actually do it because other people in my life do it.
Okay.
I noticed this. I didn't start doing it until I moved in with my boyfriend, and he does it all the time, so I started doing it too. It's kind of a...
Yeah. That was great.
It helps. So good. It helps people.
It does.
It helps you get up, man.
I also will recommend, if you don't do this one, the mumbling when you're getting...
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
it's a great one.
Just sound annoyed by having to move.
How about this? No one else is in the room, and you're going to get ready to stand up, and you go, well...
Yes!
All right, then.
Gotta stand up now. Yep.
That one's versatile, too.
Yeah,
that's also when you don't know when to leave. and you kind of like...
It's the Midwest goodbye.
Yep. You look
that's how it starts. Yep.
You're just begging for that moment of just in-between conversation where there's just that breath of silence.
That pause.
But you got to get the pee in there. Welp.
Yeah, you got to get the whelp. It's got to be a whelp.
I've never added the P in there. I've always done that.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. But what is signs that you're in your 40s? Let us know. 424-2600. We'll keep the conversation going. Keep the fun going when we get back on the morning show at WFHR. I'm not interrupting Prince. I don't know about you guys, but I'm letting this play through. I am not interrupting Prince. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James, and Pam with you. Good morning, Pam. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Pam.
Thanks for being here. Good to see you. I don't know if this is a That Ain't Right story or a good story of the day. So I'm just going to call it a what the what.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and give it that category right here. A six-year-old from Pennsylvania named Rory Enrich, Enrich, won the 2023 Kids Mullet Championship yesterday. He plans to use the $5,000 prize to buy his sister an alpaca.
Oh, wow. win a mullet contest, buy a llama. I'm sorry, an alpaca. They're not the same thing.
That's that's pretty cool. And you might just have gotten canceled by the llama community.
I might have. Sorry.
The 2023 Kids Mullet Championship was announced yesterday. And you know, that's pretty cool. They had a good time with this in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, near Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to mulletchamp.com and to find the top 25. So there's that.
I know we had a kid from Fond du Lac was in it.
Yes. Oh, really? Nice. Yes. Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. They had a live feed with Rory and his mom on the news the other day, and they got really excited, and she teared up. She says Rory demanded a mullet when he got his hair cut last year, and he was the one who wanted to join the contest.
So here's a technical question that maybe you guys can answer, or maybe one of our listeners can answer. What's the difference between a mullet and hockey hair?
Yeah.
Is there a difference, or is it basically just two words for the same thing?
Yeah, I feel like there's two words for the same thing.
I don't know, listeners. 424-2600, what do you think? Yeah,
this is one of the burning questions of our society today.
It's a good one.
Is there a difference?
It's a good one.
There you go.
Let's hear Rory talking a little about this.
My heart is beating so fast.
It's just hysterical, and I love it. I love every part of it. It's been such an amazing, fun contest, and the community has been so awesome, and it's so overwhelming. We went to the barber. He wanted a mullet and said he wanted to do this contest.
That's pretty cool.
And how old is he?
Let's see.
He doesn't sound very old.
No, six.
Wow. I was going to say seven.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought about seven too, Melissa. Yeah, he's six, and good on him.
Yeah.
This kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier with Walker Hayes saying, let your kids dye their hair purple.
Yeah,
let them do what they're going to do.
Yeah,
they want it.
They could win $5,000. How about that? Yeah.
Well, and I mean, first off, it's a great way of showing your kid that you have their back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And it's a great way of supporting your kid. Mm-hmm. It's also like they're going to, at any moment in their lives, it's going to hit them. Oh, no, people think about what I look like. And they're going to start worrying about that.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of their...
And then trying to fit into the cookie cutter that is society.
I like the idea of kids getting to embrace being kids as long as possible. And part of being a kid is I want to wear a snowsuit and a Superman costume with a Batman mask. Now, sure, superhero-wise, that doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter.
No, it not at all.
They think they look like good. They could be
it's
walking
down
the runway.
What they wanted to wear, yeah.
Yep. Let them wear it. They're going to have plenty of time in life to worry about what other people think, to be having that caught up in their heads and everything. Mm-hmm. Let them be kids. And good on this parent for doing that, I think.
Yeah.
And look at the, you guys said, I mean, this is one of the things that comes with that, $5,000.
Sure, why not?
That's pretty good. Now, we do have to look at Rory's mullet.
Yep.
This is...
that is impressive.
That is one of the most impressive mullets I've ever seen.
Wow. Because, he's got long, straight hair
very
in the back.
Long.
And
wow.
It's very short in the front.
It is a perfect mullet.
Mm-hmm.
It is a perfect mullet. That is, and it's hard for me to say that. I am not a fan of the mullet. There are few things that anger me like mullets do. Except if I see him on a kid or a hockey player.
Then you're okay.
Then I completely throw
those
it out the
window.
Those are
the only people who can get away with it these days. Are you listening?
Okay, so here's a quote about mullet versus hockey hair.
Oh, okay.
I think they're a mullet. But for the most part, they either call it hockey hair or trim their flow.
Ooh, trim their flow. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that better than either of those. Can we just call it that?
Call it
it's a lot better.
Trim their flow.
I bet you more people would have it if they called it a trim and flow.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I wanted to take time to talk about this. Our good friends over at the mayor's office have came up with a fun idea. We just had Mayor Blazer in yesterday talking a little bit about this. It was a great conversation. As always, encourage you to check that out at civicmedia.us where you can get our podcast. Now until September 1st at noon, you can submit a name for our dog park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got this wonderful brand new dog park that is just itching to open, and we are so excited about it. They were mowing over there the other day and clearing out some area, getting everything fine-tuned. We need a name, though. Right. We're looking for names. So now until September 1st at noon, you can upload your name over at wirapids.org/dogpark, or you can drop it off and submit it in person at the Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, and you can call up and give it to us right now.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. Drop it by the studio.
Yes.
We had one just mailed in.
Yeah, yeah.
From a listener. One. And the suggestion for the dog park is a woof woof walkway.
I like it. I like that one. I think that's a good one.
Okay, I think I've got one. I'm going to add mine. And, okay. And this is a serious one now.
All right.
Poochie Park.
Ooh. Not bad.
Poochie All right.
Park. Not bad.
We'll see what happens with that
not
one.
Not bad. I Poochie like that.
Park. I don't know if I'd vote for it, but I'm going to put it out there anyway.
Nice. That's perfect. That is so you. That is so, that's so great.
I'll just get it out there.
Seth threw out Poochie Park. Beth threw out Play Pause Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one. We got Al over in Nakusa who had dogs. Like that.
That's very descriptive. I see nothing but dogs.
If we're looking for descriptive, Melissa gave us the perfect one. Oh, poop, scoop, run.
That's man.
The poop, scoop, and run. I think it's a great name.
It's a good name. I like it.
No,
I think it's a good one.
Morning was going so good, and then you had to bring that up. And
come on, the PSR dog park with poop, scoop, and run underneath.
Yeah, I like it. We want to hear yours. 424-2600, call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you guys and what you have. When this is all set, when they wrap this up on September 1st, they are going to grab like some of the bigger names, some of the better ones, mm-hmm. and put it on there to social media for
make
let
a
everybody.
Short list.
Yeah.
And make then everybody, yeah. everybody gets to vote. Make sure you add this one.
Yes.
Wolf Walkway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're putting that one in there. I didn't want to let go of the card yet.
That's
really
a very nice card. Postcard.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And this came to us from St. Paul. And
yeah.
I wanted to note that, everybody. Shout out to St. Paul. That's pretty cool.
All right.
Again, if you're interested and want to find out more, we encourage you to check out wirapids.org/dogpark, wirapids.org/dogpark. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to check that out. Get those names to us, everybody. We will talk about the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge going on, along with us at the State Fair. We, of course, are going to be at Lunch by the River today.
Yeah.
We got to talk a little director's cut. And above all that, we got Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week to kick off the 9 o'clock hour.
Woo!
It's fun times here at WFHR, locally grown radio.